Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Anna in Alaska is working on a flooring project. How can we help you with that?
Well, my husband and I are building a house out of pocket. It will be our first home. And so far we have a cement block or concrete wall that's about 40 inches tall. And we're building the floor on top of that. But underneath it's going to be either a gravel clay pad or cemented. And we've gotten a lot of advice from different people that are just really conflicting. So we're not really quite sure what we should go with.
All right, so you're talking about the crawl space floor itself?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you want to use it for storage?
Eventually, yes.
Well, I think that putting what's called a dust cover in there, which is a very thin concrete slab, is a very nice, clean way to do that. Typically, you're going to put down some plastic first, and then you would pour the concrete on top of that. Now, you know, depending on how you do it, if it's a large space, you may want to break it up by using expansion joints, so that it kind of moves independently. Because it depends on how thick you make it. If you make it fairly thick and if you reinforce it like a regular slab, you don't have to worry about cracking. But if you're going to put a very thin dust cover with about 2 inches thick on it, if you can break it up into sections, you'll find that it'll stay intact for a lot longer period of time.
Okay, and so that would probably help with permafrost then, huh?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, the temperature is going to be the temperature. But you do want to insulate the sides of it above grade. So you will insulate the sides above grade, and you would insulate, of course, the box beam of the house as well.
Okay. That's very helpful. Thank you.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Glad we could help you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. And as you proceed with the house build, please do call back and let us know how it's going.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.